Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Losers, in other words.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, rolling along here on a back-to-work Monday on WGR. Thanks for tuning in and hanging with us for a little while. I am the Bulldog. We've got Sneaky Joe in our Amherst studios. And joining us on the Wester Hotline right now from USA Today and the Touchdown Wire is Doug Farrar. Doug, good afternoon. It's Chris in Buffalo. How are you?
Hey, Chris. How are you today?
I'm doing well. It strikes me, I know I've been working from home in my attic since March. And I know that we've had you on since I've been up here, but I can't tell you whether that was 2 months ago or 2 weeks ago. It's all just kind of the same. There's more leaves on the tree now than there were, I think, the last time you joined us. But we're grateful to have you back on again. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. It does become kind of a blur. I think it was about a month and a half ago, but yeah. I'm in Seattle, and we're starting to, open things up bit by bit. So it's a little more humane and, somewhat normal, but yeah, it's been a very strange time.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we're doing great here. I don't think we were in great shape the last time we talked to you, but hospitalizations are way down. Everything's going great here, but boy, lots of other places of the country are just not. It just doesn't seem like it's going real well, which
is
a problem.
It's funny how, like, wherever people are not wearing masks are where it's not going well, and I'm sure there's no connection whatsoever there, but we're a mask people. Come on.
I know. It's not hard. We all want to get back to some semblance of normal at some point, right? Like, put on a mask.
Just wear a damn mask. That's it.
Yes. All right. One of the reasons we reached out to you, the main reason, I mean, the writing you did on Newton when he first was released by Carolina, and now, of course, the news that he's not only back on a team, but he's in the Bills' grill, so to speak, here in the division. What do you think New England is getting in Cam Newton, Doug?
Well, it's really interesting because obviously they had one kind of quarterback for 20 years. And that's very unusual for any NFL franchise. It's very unusual, like you're in baseball, your starting pitcher is the same guy for 20 years, or your goalie is the same guy for 20 years. It's just not, or your center in basketball. Highly unusual that your offensive runner on one guy and be essentially, and they've moved to different kinds of personnel with Brady over the years, but that was kind of the same offense for two decades. That's think about it this way. One-fifth of the NFL's history on Earth has been Tom Brady with the Patriots. That's who they've had. And the year he was out, they had Matt Castle in 2008, who was maybe even less mobile than Brady was. Because Brady, I mean, not a mobile guy, but a magician in the pocket, and we know this, and we'll see it in Tampa as long as we see it. So what they're getting in Newton is an interesting chance to sort of break from everything they've done out of necessity, because they were never going to run read option with Brady. Belichick's too smart for that. Brady can't execute it. There's, all these things you can do. Here comes Cam Newton, maybe the most effective red zone running quarterback in NFL history. He is not the passer Brady is. Has a better deep ball if he's healthy, I think, at this point. It's interesting because a couple of years ago when Brady served the 4-game suspension for the Deflategate and then Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt, they brought in Jacoby Brissett against the Texans in week 3. It was a short week game. And they essentially ran read option, and they beat the Texans 27-0. So they put together like a Division II level college offense. on 3 or 4 days and used it against a team that wasn't ready for it. Now, what Belichick and Josh McDaniels and that staff get to do is, and, you know, they say there's no guarantee that Newton will get the job, the starting job, but we kind of know. You know, we've seen Jared Stidham. Jared Stidham has thrown one touchdown pass in his life in the NFL, and that was to Jamal Adams of the New York Jets. So he kind of is where he is. So with Newton, it allows Belichick to bring in all the things he's seen Russell Wilson do and Lamar Jackson do and Patrick Mahomes do and go back to Michael Vick and Randall Cunningham. And Belichick's been a coach for all of those guys. He has the biggest football library of any person probably in the history of the world. What Cam Newton allowed, a healthy Cam Newton, we have to put that in there,
yeah,
that proviso in there. Healthy Cam Newton, playing as he did in the first, say, 12 weeks of 2018, when he was a top 7 or 8 quarterback in the league, it allows Belichick to do some of the pocket things he did with Brady, but it really allows Belichick, and you have to imagine a guy with his sort of schematic mind, obviously loved Brady, obviously 6 Super Bowls, and you know they had their issues and whatever, but you don't break away from that. And when it happened, now Belichick says, okay, now I get to sort of throw that playbook out and bring in all these new and different things. So what Cam Newton, again, healthy, allows Bill Belichick to do is to come into the 21st century. It's really as simple as that. As far as the overall, you know, not like Brady was some sort of Neanderthal, obviously, but as far as just the ability to set a defense on tilt, to, you know, to force discomfort, to kind of put a defense on stun. I mean, healthy Cam Newton has been doing that since 2011, did it in college, and, you know, if his body can hold up, I certainly think he can do it again.
As I alluded to, you're writing when Newton first was released, you just made the point about 2018. I feel like it was one of the reasons we mainly wanted to get a hold of you today, because that really spoke to me. Because I think a lot of football fans react to Cam Newton and go, you know, he was the MVP in 2015, and since then there's been nothing, right? Like,
right,
he can't play anymore. And I, you know, obviously injuries were the main factor in him deteriorating, but it doesn't go back as far as I think a lot of people think that he's been bad.
Well, how does this sound for a quarterback? Would you like this guy on your team? Over 12 weeks first 12 weeks of the 2018 season, 69.6% completion rate, 22 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 2,699 yards in 12 weeks. Would you like a quarterback like that on your team, you think?
Yeah, and there had to be some rushing in there too, right, Doug?
there absolutely is some rushing in there. As long as he's, you know, and there were shoulder issues which prevented him from throwing away throws, and he's, you know, not mechanically what I would call a perfect quarterback, so he has less of a margin for error than someone who's more mechanically precise. But again, this is a guy who, in my opinion, was a top 7 or 8 quarterback first 12 weeks, not even the first half of the 2018 season, first 12 weeks. I mean, Sam Farmer was writing a guest column for the MQB. He got a hold of Nerv Turner, who was Cam's offensive coordinator in 2018 and 2019. Nerv Turner said, if that guy's healthy, he can still do it. And don't be fooled, that is what Nerv said. And, you know, I mean, Nerv was his coach, but Nerv doesn't have to say anything. He can just not pick up the phone. The people who have been around Cam when he was healthy in the last couple of years, they will tell you, discount him at your peril.
Yeah, I don't think that I can recall seeing a guy who was laboring as much as Newton was when that shoulder became a problem. Like, it just became apparent.
It was awful.
Like, we were watching, I know Mike's off today, but we were watching a game together, and like almost simultaneously we turned to one another and go, they're going to shut him down. Like, this is Cam. Yep. He can't throw the ball. And like, is there evidence that, I know the foot was the thing in 2019, and, you know, you hear about a shoulder injury and just, you know, pitchers and quarterbacks, you might worry about that, but he overcame that. It was the foot that was the problem last year, right?
Right, and quarterbacks and pitchers, you said, well, both quarterbacks and pitchers throw from their feet up. Your lower body is incredibly important. So if you can't plant and you can't shift your weight and you can't, you know, generate any sort of torque or velocity consistently from your lower body, you're done. And the severity of the foot injury is really what slowed him down or shut him down. But even then, I mean, the piece I did that was called Think Cam Newton is Done, well, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, I looked into the first 2 weeks of the 2019 season before he was shut down, and there were still throws where he, you know, bang on 20, 30, 40 yards downfield, had a couple of them, one to Greg Olsen for sure, one to, I don't remember the other receiver's name, it might have been Kotchery, I'm not sure. But, you know, he can still throw a guy open. He can still run around in the pocket and, you know, make things happen outside of structure and within structure. He's, again, not the most perfect pocket quarterback of all time. But if you want that guy, you don't get Cam Newton. You go get Tom Brady. If you want someone who can, you know, do different things, then you get Cam. But, the overarching point is when he's been reasonably healthy and in the first 2 weeks of the 2019 season when it kind of looked like he'd gotten over the shoulder thing, you know, he looked pretty much like Cam Newton. It was later in the 2018 season, I think, what you guys are referring to, what you saw and what I saw, those last maybe four or five games where it was just agonizing to watch. And you're thinking, okay, it's benefiting nobody for him to be out there. I think should be said that a lot of people, you know, he's a polarizing guy. He's kind of quirky. There are reasons people don't like him, but I think that sort of amplifies the discussion that, he's done. But if you look at the stats and you look at the tape, when he's healthy in the last couple of years, he's really not. Is he a top five quarterback? Is he going to single-handedly overcome the Patriots' extremely limited receiver core and a secondary that was one of the best in the NFL history last year and maybe prone to regression? You know, is he going to take the Patriots to the Super Bowl on his shoulders? No. Is he a damn sight better than Jared Stidham? Sure. Does this possibly extend what the Patriots have done? It's a very interesting question.
Yeah, I mean, the division is something we care a lot about here, obviously, and we've been
adapting. You guys are like, oh, now we've got it, and they, oh,
right,
geez.
Right, yeah, yeah. It's a brave new world where the Bills are a favorite, and like I've been talking, like I think New England's a 6-10 team with the quarterback play. There's just no way, and now I'm kind of back to I'm a big Newton fan, so I'm inclined to really respect the talent. And, you know, the health, you don't know, you know, but he's had a lot of time off and people do recover from injuries and he's only 31. So it's not like, I agree that the personality is polarizing and it's a lot quicker, I think, for fans to dismiss a guy that they are inclined to not like in the first place. Like, oh, he's shot. He got what was coming to him anyway, you know, big mouth or whatever, you know.
Sure.
Shoot, I mean, people probably hold that fumble play from the Super Bowl. I think, liking Newton hasn't always been easy. It's been complicated at times. There have been things with reporters that, you know, I haven't been a fan of. But overall, I like the guy. But if you want to pick at him, there's stuff you can pick at that I think is legitimate. So, you know, there's all that. So, I don't know. Go ahead.
I mean, I was in the throng of reporters after Super Bowl 50 when got up there and sort of sulked his way through it. And I was at Sports Illustrated at the time and I wrote about it. And I thought, you know, I got back to the media room after that. And, you know, you can choose to, as a member of the media, you can choose to handle that one of two ways. You can be kind of butthurt that you didn't get the quote you wanted from Cam Newton, or you can sort of put yourself in his shoes. Remain professional about it. Like, you just lost a Super Bowl. You may never get there again. How are you going to feel? I was also in the locker room of the Seahawks 10 minutes after Super Bowl 49, and I can tell you that nobody in that room wanted to talk. People don't hold the goal line interception against Russell Wilson. You know, people don't hold, you know, whatever mistakes Tom Brady has made on the field against Tom Brady. It's like a body of work seems to win out. I think with Cam Newton, for a number of reasons, it hasn't. And, you know, you look at the defenses he's had in Carolina were not always great. You look at some of his receiver groups, problematic. You could say that he kind of lifted the Super Bowl Panthers team that he was on. He kind of did lift them to a degree to get there. You know, the guy's a quality starting quarterback when he's healthy. If people don't want to see that, that's the prerogative, but it doesn't really jibe with what's actually happening or what has happened.
You mentioned, like, obviously, what style-wise, athletically, if he's right, what Newton will make available to Belichick and Josh McDaniels. From a system standpoint, the verbiage, that kind of stuff, like, how much work does Newton have to do to learn, like, what it is New England has been doing, as much of that as they will still employ?
You know, I'm very glad you brought that up, because that's one of the really fascinating constructs of this is, and I wrote about this a few weeks ago and rewrote it today, because there are different offensive systems. There's West Coast and, you know, three-digit vertical and whatever. And there's sort of a substrata, it's called Earhart Perkins, named after the two coaches who invented it. Patriots have run Earhart Perkins since Belichick became their head coach in 2000. From 2012 through 2019, Newton ran different iterations of Earhart Perkins with the Panthers. So this isn't like – I kind of wrote the article because people were insisting that Andy Dalton would be a better schematic fit for the Patriots than Cam Newton. I'm thinking to myself, Andy Dalton's run West Coast his whole life. It's different terminology. It's, you know, there are some things that are similar, but – you know, the terminology is going to be pretty much, because I haven't seen a Panthers playbook, but if he's running Earhart Perkins, you know, kind of the way the Patriots are, I've seen different, you know, three or four different Patriots playbooks, you know, and it's GOX, blah, 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 and, you know, your option route for the second receiver on your backside read goes this way if the middle of the field is closed and this way if the middle of the field is open. He's already got that in his head. That's sort of been burned into his psyche over the last few years. So stylistically and schematically, purely from the passing game standpoint, if the version of Earhart Perkins he ran with, you know, Shula and North Turner and all those other guys, if that's, you know, similar to what New England has run in different iterations for the left. Cam is way ahead of the game, and I have to think that's one of the reasons the Patriots were so interested in him, because that's an incredibly complicated system, especially with the option routes. Because in the Patriots playbook, virtually every receiver has option routes. So you think about 3, 4, 5 receivers per play call. Now, every receiver has his option route. The quarterback has to know what all 5 of those option routes are, all 3, 4, or 5. So, you know, it's one of the most remarkable things about Brady that he was able to keep that all in his head. But if Newton already has that, he actually has an enormous advantage. And, again, I have to think that with Belichick and McDaniels, that's one of the reasons, you know, if they've talked to him about that, oh, you ran Earhart Perkins, well, what kind, you know, on this play call, what did your second backside receiver read do? And Newton would say, oh, he did this. He did that with us too. So cool. It's a major head start.
Yeah, for sure. Especially in a season here or an off season where, you know, we don't know. I mean, teams are scheduled to go to camp here at the end of July.
Yeah.
We'll see if that gets off the ground or not, but you've had no off season really to speak of. And so, like, familiarity with the system and the terminology would be, I think, something that would be very appealing, I would think, to the Patriots.
Yeah, and obviously they know there's going to be very little ramp-up time. So that speaks to the possibility that the Earhart Perkins Cam Newton has run is similar to the Earhart Perkins the Patriots have run. And so it's a low ball gamble for New England, because, I mean, the staff likes Stidham, whether, you know, the tape verifies it or not. He's sort of their guy in the room. But with Cam Newton, you've got a guy who's just more physically gifted in all sorts of ways and understands the system. I mean, I'm in Seattle. I remember talking to Russell Wilson in his rookie season where at North Carolina State, he ran a West Coast passing game, and at Wisconsin, he ran two-back power. And Seattle was a West Coast passing game with two-back power when he came into the NFL. And I asked him how much easier that was, and he laughed, and he said, you know, even the terminology is the same. Sometimes I feel like I'm looking at Wisconsin's playbook. That was one thing that allowed Russell Wilson to be Russell Wilson right away. So for the Patriots, you have that there is some crossover with those two versions of the system that made this a really appealing gamble to whatever degree it's a gamble for Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Last thing, I mean, the Bills' place in all this, right? Like, maybe you get the feeling. I don't know if shook is a little strong, but like, I'm definitely respecting the Patriots have made this move.
Oh, sure.
What do you think? I mean, should Bills fans be nervous about this, paying attention about this, dismissive of this?
Well, the first thing that's interesting is the quarterback in the NFL most stylistically similar to early Cam Newton is, of course, Josh Allen,
yeah,
which is kind of an interesting sub-story. But, you know, it's still great defense from front to back. I'm a big Zach Moss fan. You have Stephon Diggs now. The offensive line is good. You know, it's you can see that things are really coming together. If New England has the best cornerback in the NFL and Stephon Gilmore, Buffalo has the second best in Tre'Davious White. That's a playoff team. The extent to which they go beyond that is entirely incumbent on their quarterback. Based on what I've seen, I'm not entirely confident in that reality. But if he's able to sort of, you know, rise up from what I call the Trubisky swamp, which I think he's capable of doing, there really isn't much limit to where the Bills can go. It's just a matter of how far they're, because that's a team at this point, just personnel-wise, coaching-wise, everything. They can get to the playoffs with an average to bad quarterback. It's just, you in today's NFL,
right?
You really can't get any further than that, and people go, oh, what about the Broncos that beat Cam Newton? Well, that was a historic defense. If you want to put a historic defense in the field, maybe. But I think, you know, if Cam's healthy, I think it's kind of a push, and then it becomes up to Josh Allen, and I'm sure you guys have discussed this a lot. This is his year to you know, he's got to rise up and show more than he's shown. And if that doesn't happen, Patriots can, you know, bring Sammy Bob back from the dead. It's not going to matter because it's going to be on the Bills to just pass them up, which, you know, they've assembled a really good team and they can do that, but it's up to their quarterback.
Doug, this has been great. Really appreciate it, and look forward to following the work. You find Doug on Twitter at @NFL_DougFerrar. I think that's right. And Touchdown Wire, yep. USA Today. Doug, great work. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Stay safe up there.
Yeah, you too, man. All right. That's Doug Farrar on the West Her Hotline. We'll pick up there, man. Like, what do you think, Bills fans? You respectful, dismissive, nervous? Describe how you're feeling about Cam Newton in the division as quarterback of the Patriots. We'll have phone lines open from here to the finish line. So 803-0550, that's the number. I am the Bulldog. Mike Shope is on vacation. We got Sneaky Joe in our Amherst studios. And we'll be back to start picking them up and putting them down right after this on WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's definitely an uncertain quarterback situation because you don't know what you're getting with Cam health-wise, and you don't know what Jarrett Stidham is going to be as an NFL quarterback. But, yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. If Cam Newton is healthy, he is if he's healthy and he looks anything like we saw in 2018, never mind earlier in his career, he's the best quarterback in the AFC East right now, and that boosts the Patriots' kind of playoff chances and chances of being sort of in the mix at the end of the year.
That is Zach Cox from Nesson. He was on earlier this afternoon with Nate Geary, who's riding the noon to three shift for most of the week. I think Joe is doing that show on Thursday. Friday, being the 3rd of July, is a holiday, so none of us will be here on Friday. But anyway, what Nate's got going on this week. I have a feeling he'll be joining this program as well as we move through the week here. I am the Bulldog. Mike Shope is on vacation. And, of course, the big news, Cam Newton is in the division. He's on the Patriots. I'm operating under the assumption that he will be healthy enough and decent enough to show up there and win the job and be the starter for New England. I recognize that that's not, a sure thing, given how his health has been for almost the better part of a couple of years now. But that's what I'm assuming, is that he'll be their guy. And I think it's a big upgrade. And I'd love to hear from Bills fans today. I got some Twitter responses we'll be sharing. If you want to grab a phone line, there are phone lines available at 803-0550. Your level of concern with the Patriots making a move. I have been dismissing them as there's no way they're going to be good with Jarrett Stidham or Brian Hoyer as their quarterback. It's a big step down, even from like a below average for Brady anyway. Brady season last year, there's no way they're going to be good. Newton changes that to me. Some of the responses I'm getting on Twitter, he doesn't know the offense. Well, we just talked about that with Doug Farrar. It was one of the last things that we talked about, and I think he does know the offense, despite being a very different player than Tom Brady. He was running a version of the offense that he'll be asked to run in New England. So from a terminology standpoint, there should be some familiarity. I would expect that was not at all lost on Belichick making this decision. So I wouldn't just blow that off and think like, oh, no off season, this guy isn't going to be able to figure out how to play there the way they want him to. I think there's familiarity, and I think that's a real benefit to them. You think he's shot. Okay, you might be right. I mean, I'm not sure he's going to be fine. He did have serious injuries, and when we last saw him, the shoulder and the foot combined, he just couldn't really throw the ball anymore. But he's had a lot of time off to rehabilitate that, And he's not, to me, someone who should be at an age where, like, the injuries just make him, just render him just not close to what he has been at his peak. I doubt he'll be at his peak. He is 31 years old. So he's got some wear and tear. But I don't think he's at an age where, to me, those injuries aren't something he can recover from and still be productive. So I'm definitely paying attention. I've gone from dismissing the Patriots to now feeling like I expect them to challenge the Bills for the division. That's even just still saying that plainly is a little weird, but that's how this offseason has gone. I think that's how most people, even outside of Buffalo, feel about the Bills. But I think the Patriots just got interesting again. Not to say they wouldn't have been interesting. If they had a bad season, that in and of itself would have been interesting. But I think they made a move to avoid having a bad season because of quarterback play. Something else could still go wrong, I suppose. Maybe they'll get caught cheating again. And I'm kidding. They probably won't get caught cheating again, and they probably won't get punished severely if they do, because that's a part of today, too. But really, Newton on the Patriots is the thing for me today. And I think for Bills fans, it's like just moving forward, it's just going to be there now. Like Cam Newton is in the division. Cam Newton is on the Patriots. And, you know, I think you're making a mistake if you just dismiss it. I may be making a mistake by taking it as seriously as a threat as I am, but I definitely think it's a big upgrade from where they were at quarterback. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Those are the numbers. We'll go to the phones. Joe, what do you know? CJ, hello, you're on WGR. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hope everyone's doing well. Just wanted to say I don't believe that Cam Newton is even a blip on the radar when it comes to the Patriots. McDermott knows his tendencies. It's like, and no matter what, it's like it's not a big deal. And we don't even know if he's not even damaged goods. He might not even make it to day one when the season opens. But also, one other thing, Bulldog, I remember you talking about having a problem with your remote control, and that when you hit the wrong button, you got to wait for it to go to that and then go back to putting in the right number. Whenever you know you have the wrong number, just hit exit. Right on to where you were.
Thanks for the advice. I'm not denying that came up. I'm sure it did. But I'm not even positive what the guy's referring to. But I'll take it, Joe, that I did talk about sometime struggling with my my remote control. Oh my God, do I sound like the oldest person on earth right now? You might be right, but I think you better hope you're right. I don't know about McDermott knows his tendencies and all that. Like, certainly there's a familiarity there. Not enough familiarity to bring the guy onto your team to keep him from going to New England, by the way, but still, there's familiarity. Okay. Maybe that means something.
It'll be talked about before they play him, no doubt.
But, right. Sure. Yeah. But I don't know about damaged goods. It could be. It's a modest contract. You know, that can be a reflection of, you know, what the marketplace is. It can also be a reflection of what teams believe the player to be worth right now, and health is a part of that. So blip on the radar. Put one down for blip on the radar. Okay. Joe, do you think the feeling I get, and I'm just, you know, I just talked to one guy, but I know, like, last night into today, I get a very confident Bills fan base here dismissing Newton as any kind of a threat whatsoever.
Yeah, it's not that it's... I don't feel like the fan base is completely dismissing it, but I don't also feel like they are too worried about it. Like, most, I think, would say that the Bills are still the favorite in the division and should be the favorite in the division. And I think that's just kind of going to be how most fans are, that they're going to be more positive about their team than the normal person. But, again, like, I would come back to what this is kind of a boom or bust type of signing for me for Newton. If he is healthy, like Doug Farrar was talking, like Zach Cox was just talking, like, he very well probably is the best quarterback in the division. He's at least in the conversation for that. And if you stick the best quarterback in the division on the team that's got Bill Belichick, then I don't know how you can just say they're not a blip on the radar. I think that's dismissing it too much. But yeah, I get the sense that it's being belittled a little bit because of his injury status. And it's been a while since we've seen him. Like, I know 2018 wasn't too long ago, but 2018 feels like a long time ago right now.
I know. And everything seems like a long time ago now. But, yeah, I hear you. It's funny to me. Like, I got a lot of heat from Bills fans when I said the Patriots were going to be bad because of quarterback play. Right? Like, oh, don't, you know, shut up. Don't jinx it and that sort of stuff, which is, you know, nuts. But there was still, like, this reverence for the Patriots. Now they get a guy who was the NFL MVP 5 years ago and is still 31 years old, and what I'm hearing is, no problem. Like, what? Wait, hold on. It was a problem for me to dismiss the Patriots on a radio show in Buffalo as being bad. Them getting someone who could be the best quarterback in the division that you're in, oh, no problem. I mean, I just, you know. Good luck making sense of that. Do we have another caller on the line? We'll squeeze Rob in here if he's there. Rob, hello. You're on WGR.
Hey, how you doing, Bulldog? I appreciate taking my call. I just wanted to say I'm in agreement with you guys. I was just listening and just shaking my head the entire time because I respect Cam Newton. And I think that I'm just a little bit worried about the culture part of it. And what I mean by that is that why was it a situation where we didn't want to pick him up as a backup quarterback? Josh Allen gets knocked around every now and then, and it's always good to have a good backup, and they talk about culture, and they talk about different things like that. But protecting Josh Allen by not bringing in competition where every other position you say competition means something to the team and the culture of the Bills, it just kind of rubs me the wrong way. I saw this coming. Yep. You did, I think, as well with Jared Stidham. I didn't think they were going to go with him. I didn't know if it was going to be Dalton, and then obviously he signed with the Cowboys, and I was always keeping my eye on this, and I saw it coming, just like you did. And I'm just wondering what you think about that, because to me, if it doesn't work out for Josh this year, we're going to be in a bigger problem, where you could have taken the same type of flyer on Cam and Adam's system for a year, and you see what happens.
Rob, I think it's a very good point. I think it's a fair point. We have talked a lot about even like any player that would be an upgrade at backup quarterback, but even specifically Newton. And I think that, and I respect this, despite the point you're making here, which is competition, right? That's how they talk, right? They talk about competition. The exception to that is always quarterback. I don't think they wanted to threaten Josh Allen going into year three by having Cam Newton on the team. Having Cam Newton on the team, I think, opens you up to the possibility of guys on the team, let alone us out here, but guys on the team looking at the team and going, why is Cam Newton not playing? Like, we should be probably playing. I think they want to, you know, play this out with Allen and not, like, look like they're cutting his legs out from under him. I think next year would be a different year for that, and we'll see what the market is then. But I think the argument is sound. I think they have left themselves vulnerable at backup quarterback, and there were players available that could have prevented that. So I think that's totally fair. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll take some more of your calls. Cam Newton is in the division. Not only in the division, he's on the Patriots, folks. What's your level of concern regarding that development? 803-0550. I'm the Bulldog. Mike Schopes on vacation. This is WGR.
This is a good landing spot for Cam Newton in terms of the talent that's going to be around him. Now, what people think overall of the Patriots receiving room, maybe there are still obviously some questions about the overall depth and ability of that group. But with respect to where Newton's been in the past and the receivers he's had to throw to in the past, I think you're right. I think he's one of the better groups he's had, if not the best.
That is Mark Schofield from USA Today. He was a guest with Nate Geary earlier this afternoon here on WGR. You can find that on demand at the radio.com app and at WGR550.com. Use Rewind, however you want to go about it. Lots of ways to access some of the content. I am the Bulldog. Mike is on vacation, 803-0550. Talking about Cam Newton to the Patriots. Your level of concern is what? We'll squeeze Steve in here before the top of the hour. Hi, Steve. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm definitely concerned. I think Cam Newton is still a very good player, if healthy. And he's still pretty young. And, like, I don't really want to give the Bills a lot of criticism for not signing him, because if I'm Cam Newton, why am I signing to back up Josh Allen when the New England Patriots can pay me $7.5 million to start, or very most likely start, and beat out a guy who's never really played NFL football? So if I'm Cam Newton, of course I'm signing with New England. Like, why wouldn't I do that? Like, he wants a chance to be the starter and not back up a guy who he might be able to play if Allen gets hurt, but I think that's still unlikely.
Yep. No, look, that is fair. The point that the earlier caller was making that I agreed with is that the Bills talk about competition, and really all NFL teams do. It's not just the Bills. The Bills do not have the market cornered on this, but they do not want anything to pose as a threat to Allen. So that's why you don't do it. But you make a very good point. I mean, he would have had to want to settle for that too. And, you know, knowing that there were maybe other opportunities out there, and here he lands one. And no doubt, it's a much, I mean, New England has won the division, like, for our lives here, half of our lives. And he gets to go in there and do that and start and reestablish his value on a one-year deal. It definitely would be more appealing than coming here and backing up Josh Allen. No, there's no question about that from Newton's perspective. But what we were talking about with Rob was more the Bills doing the best they can to, you know, guard against either underperformance or injury. And, you know, they really don't have what appears to be any kind of a real solid plan behind Josh Allen. It's all on him. And there were players available this offseason that could have changed that if you had the stomach for it. And I understand the Bills not wanting to shake Allen's tree to that extent, but I think it's a fair thing to point out and wonder about. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it. We'll take a timeout here and do some more of this coming up. So if you want to get in, lines are available, 803-0550. Your level of concern on Cam Newton being not just in the division, but with the Patriots. I mean, it's kind of hilarious in a way, too, that the way this offseason is gone, we're also, you know, feeling so good about the Bills. I'm like, oh, hold on a minute. Here comes Cam Newton into the division, into the picture. We'll take more of your calls after this. I am the Bulldog. This is WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.